Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 34. This is a week late. I actually started recording last week and was going to post the episode a day or two late. Last week was kind of busy. We had the Battle of the Books tournament. My son Jack, who's in sixth grade, is a battler of the books, and I am the assistant coach of his Battle of the Books team, which is a lot of fun. It's neat. So the state puts out a list every year of, I think it's like 28 books. This year was a terrible list, terrible, and not just because none of my books was on the list. I have two books, Dovey Co. and Chicken Boy, which are set in North Carolina, and they are quite frequently on the list, like every third year one of them is on the list. So that's good, because it means more book sales. Yay! But this was not one of my years, which is fine, but that doesn't mean that the other books had to be bad. Not all of them were, but there were some really bad books. Anyway, last week was the district championship, and we came in third. And I have to tell you, it was an honest third. The teams that came in first and second were really better teams. Our team this year, we had some eighth graders. So this is a middle school thing, sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. We had some eighth grade boys who last year were really quiet and serious, and this year just hormonally went wild. And one of our best eighth graders quit. So it just wasn't the same team. Next year is going to be our year. Actually, I have to tell you, even though I really wanted us to do well, I've been the assistant coach now for 2 years, and I love our team. At the same time, I was getting kind of tired of going to the meetings. So I'm a little bit like, oh, good. You know, because we came in third, but it was very, first and second were like 1 point apart, and then we were in third. We were like 7 points behind. So very good. It was a good tournament. Anyway, it was exhausting. And the tournament itself was on Thursday. And I came home and I was tired. And I thought it was strange because I went to the competition, but it was just, you know, 9-1. And I wasn't talking. I would go sit with it behind the team as it was competing. One of the coaches has to go up and sit. I don't know why, but I did. And I came home. I just felt worn out. I thought, I can't believe I've gotten so introverted and so weird that just sitting in public, not even talking, just sitting in public for 4 hours is wearing me out. This is pathetic. It's one thing to go and give a big talk or do a school visit and you're, you know, going from classroom to classroom or standing in front of a group giving a speech and doing that 3 times. That's going to tire you out. Sitting? No. Of course, I went to bed at 7:30 and woke up the next day and realized, oh, I'm sick. That is why I was so tired out. Just a stomach bug, and it wasn't terrible. I have to tell you, Sunday, I felt really bad Sunday, but just felt icky. Nothing, we don't have to get dramatic about it. It wasn't that dramatic. But I really felt bad. It was raining. It was cold. I can't remember what Will did. Well, Will had a little bit of a cold. And the man took Jack over to the UNC Planetarium to see some show on Galileo. So I just was doing nothing. So I watched all 7 episodes of this masterpiece theater classic called Downton Abbey. If you have Netflix, get this in your instant queue right away. It was so good. If you like English period dramas, this takes place right before World War I. It's in an English manor. It's a very upstairs, downstairs kind of thing. And it is wonderful. It's one of the best things I've watched in ages. I'm a sucker for, like, you know, Merchant Ivory stuff and the BBC, Pride and Prejudice, and all of that. I love that. And Downton Abbey, it's wonderful. You have to watch it. And Elizabeth Montgomery, if you remember her, she was like a kind of, I wouldn't call her a star in the 80s, but, you know, she was an ordinary people. She was probably in her late teens, early 20s, and was doing a lot of movies then. I don't know what she's done since, but she's in it, and she plays a New Yorker. Who marries the lord of Downton Abbey. I mean, I think she married him when she was young. He married her for her money, but then fell in love with her. So they have a happy marriage, although they have 3 daughters, 2 of whom are troubled. Anyway, it's wonderful. That's what I did on Sunday. So it was kind of good to have the excuse of not feeling well, and the man made dinner and everything. So I just did for like 7 hours. I watched this. It was great. All this to say, not a lot, not just not podcasting, but also not quilting. Although yesterday I got down to it, is my kids' spring break. In fact, I need to go get Jack here in a minute. I'm going to have to take a break myself. We're picking up his friend Aiden to come over where they will just spend entirely too much time with computers and handheld consoles and all the things that I hate that I seem to just have no power over when other kids come over. I do with Will. Will had a friend spend the night last night, Gavin, and I was very hard on them in terms of how much wee they could do. I really limited it. Jack, he's older, and you just kind of let him go at it. I don't know what's happened to me. Anyway, I will have to take a break in a few minutes. It's spring break. Tomorrow, we are going to Charlottesville, Virginia, to see Monticello. We're just doing a quick trip. We're driving up tomorrow. Going to stay in downtown Charlottesville. And then we have booked the full house tour on Friday. I'm very excited. Will and I have been doing some Thomas Jefferson studies, so I wanted to make sure that he especially had some background knowledge because he's eight, and I think Jack will just immediately be taken by Monticello and the whole story of Thomas Jefferson, but Will needed a little prep work. So we've been doing some stuff and reading, and that's been fun. So I'm excited about that. Yesterday, I actually got back on the quilting. I am making progress. One of the things that I decided to do. All right, so you know Simply Amy, Simply Frances. You've seen the pictures, so it's just these wonky squares within squares, and that's how I'm doing the quilting. I'm doing a square within a square within a square, and, you know, also wonky, because I like the wonkiness. I'm good with wonkiness. I started out by doing a small square, not a tiny square, but like an inch square in the very middle. Now, the center squares of each block of Simply Amy, Simply Frances are dark blue, and I am quilting with white thread. And so the middle square, one-inch square, really showed up, and I have not been able to determine whether or not I like it. I kind of do, and I kind of don't. But only when I made the decision to no longer continue with the middle squares, I'd only quilted eight, so it's easy enough to rip out the thread for these middle squares. So now I have simplified the process. I don't know. We'll have to see. I can always go back and put them in, but I just didn't want to decide 36 blocks later that, no, I didn't really like the little square and take it out. I'd rather live with the quilt for a while, and if I need to, I can go and quilt little squares right in the middle. So that's been a big decision. It's also making the quilting process go a little faster. I'm hoping this afternoon it's going to rain. I feel fine. Will is over at his friend Gavin's. Gavin spent the night last night, and then his mom picked up Will and Gavin this morning at 10, and we'll see how long it takes before they both have major meltdowns, and Sarah's calling me saying, please take your child home, which I will. But hopefully I will have much of the afternoon free. And I do plan just to quilt away and maybe get some done tomorrow morning. But I'm feeling a renewed sense of purpose just because, you know, once I get the quilt made, as you know, my whole life changes because the bedroom's going to get painted and the bathroom will get painted, although the man is really talking about ripping out the sink, which I wish he would. I wish a professional paid plumber would rip out our sink. I just got my royalty check, which I get paid twice a year, March and September. And it's a good royalty check, you'll be happy to know, not to sully our discussion here by talking about money. But, you know, I never know how much I'm going to make. I never know how much my books are going to sell. Well, this time, thanks to my book, Shooting the Moon, which is about Vietnam, and for some reason right now, there's a lot of Vietnam talk, maybe because of Iraq and Afghanistan. But for instance, in May, I'm going to Chicago, to a suburb of Chicago. It's Winnetka? Is that how you say that? It's where all the John Hughes movies were made. Anyway, because Shooting the Moon is their citywide read. That's what the kids are reading. So I happen to have lucked in to writing a middle grade novel about Vietnam, and apparently not a lot of people have done that. So that's been good. Shooting the Moon is being good to me right now. So we may actually get to go to IKEA and get some furniture, and we might even get to get a new sink. I don't know. That may be pushing it. But I'll tell you what, I really need to take pictures of this bedroom and this bathroom so you can see how badly we need a new sink. But it all starts with Simply Amy, Simply Frances. If I get this done and on the bed, it will demand that the room be painted. It will demand it. That quilt's going to sit there on my bed and say, paint this room so it will be worthy of me. That's what it's going to say. So I just feel, you know, it's March. We have actually had a really beautiful 2011. It's in some ways probably not good because we haven't had much rain and we need more rain. This is supposed to be kind of our rainy season, which is why everyone in North Carolina is really depressed in February and March because the weather's icky and wet. And it hasn't been. It has been beautiful and sunny and dry. And I've enjoyed it because I have not gotten very, you know, sad. Sometimes I get sad in the winter, you know, the S period, A period, D, seasonal affectation, whatever it is. That disorder. I get that because it gets so dark and my house is dark, but we have not had the darkness. And I've enjoyed it in a sort of temporary way, knowing that I shouldn't enjoy it because it just means that the drought is continuing. But I have to say, here it is, the week of spring break. We have an early spring break at our fine school because it's a private school and a lot of the kids are the children of UNC and Duke professors, and so this is the Duke-UNC spring break, so we take spring break at the same time. It's not the greatest spring break week, really, because it's early in the season, and it is really feeling like early March in North Carolina, so it's going to rain this afternoon, so that will make me want to quilt, because that will make me happy. But this gray weather in general, since this past weekend, while it's good because we're getting rain, it does make one feel a little gloomy. And it is Ash Wednesday, so I have felt gloomy today, but I've thought, well, I should, because it's Ash Wednesday. We're starting Lent. I am not fasting, by the way. I tried fasting one Ash Wednesday, and it really was ugly for everyone involved. I don't think it's fair to the other people in my life to do that, so I'm not, but I am feeling gloomy. I was earlier. I'm feeling less gloomy now, but it is a gloomy day. I will do some gloomy quilting. I just want to finish this. As I've said before, I want to finish it because I want to do some other stuff. But my bedroom is crying out for this quilt. It really is. It's just a lot of discussion between the quilt and the room and me and my walls and all of that. It's time to move forward. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to make this very long today because I really have not done much, being sick and having Battle of the Books and all of that. And I want to actually get down to it. I might be good and take a picture of some of the quilting I've done so far. I might not be good. I haven't decided. I really want people just to look at this from about 20 feet away. It's some amateur hour quilting, I have to tell you, but this is how I'm going to learn to do it, right? You learn to do by doing. I wish that there was some great class I could attend where I could just learn everything I needed to learn, but there's not. I just don't have that available to me right now. And the fact is, I learn by doing, and so this doesn't have to be perfect, and I like how it looks, and, you know, it's a quilt. I mean, Mark Lipinski's always saying, oh, it's just a blanket, and I don't go quite that casual on my quilting, but it is a quilt. I'm going to love it. It's not perfect. Don't want you to come over and look at the back at all, okay? No one's looking at the back except me and the man. Sorry, not even Mom, when you come to visit, you don't get to, oh, she's going to like sneak in and look at the back now if I say this. Hi, Mom. I got a very nice email from, I think, Cindy. I'm going to go, yes, I think it is Cindy. And yeah, it is Cindy. Anyway, and she was talking about how she really enjoyed the interview I did with my mom a few months ago. And that was about her favorite episode. Isn't that nice? I think it's one of my favorites too. All right, I've got to go get Jack moving so we can go pick up Aiden. And then I'm going to come back and I will comment on the comments and tell you anything else that you need to know. And then I'm going to quilt. I'm going to do it. I've set two things for me to do today besides make dinner. I've got to fold the dang laundry because we are going out of town just overnight. But I still need to fold the laundry. Even if we weren't going out of town, need to fold the dang laundry because no one else is going to do it. And we'll quilt. And I'm going to shoot. Let's see if I can do this. I'm going to shoot for 4 blocks today. I'd like to do more. I'd like to tell you I'm going to do 10 blocks. I doubt I will. That would be a lot. But if I could do 4, if I could just do 4, that would be good. That would really get me almost to the halfway point. Let's hope for that. I'm going to come back in a little bit and finish up. But now I've got to go drag my child. Yes, and it is noon. He's out of bed. But I actually have to drag him in the direction of the car. First the toothbrush and the comb, then the car. All right, back in a bit. All right, I am back from Monticello. I did not finish up like I said I was going to do, and I've gotten several very kind messages saying, where are you? I'm here. I think I explained at the front end of this why it's taken me so long to get this episode up. The good news is, okay, so last we spoke, I think it was Wednesday, and I was going to spend the rest of the afternoon quilting, and that is what I did. I spent the rest of the afternoon and that evening, and am past the halfway point, and am at the place where the remaining blocks are all outside blocks, and it's going a lot faster, and I pledge to you that I will be done quilting this quilt, let's say by Wednesday. Let's say Friday. And then I'll try to podcast on Friday, because if I finish quilting on Friday, we will be doing the big hoochie coochie dance around the sewing machine, and I'd like you to join in with me. So, making progress. I do think, you know, there's just less flinging of fabric when you're on the outside blocks. It's just easier to get her done. And we're getting her done by Friday. That is my promise to you. It looks neat. And in fact, I did take a photograph. I do believe I will post it on the blog, which is www. No, it's not. It's HTTP. No, www. HTTP offkilterquilt.podbean.com. So come over and look and let me know what you think of the quilting so far. I like it. I just taped up another block to sew. When I finish this, I'm going to do that. And I realize that I've talked about this a million times before, but it's still true. I'm a process person. I am glad I am quilting this myself. It's not perfect. You really need to look at it from a distance to appreciate it fully without being bothered by all the mistakes. But the fact is, I think it looks kind of cool. I'm happy and I'm enjoying it, especially now that I feel like I'm on the last lap of it. You know, I feel like, oh, this has been fun. I've enjoyed it. It's so much fun to, when you get to that place, you've crossed the halfway point and the finish line is in sight. And then it's very exciting. It's actually kind of motivational. You wake up in the morning, you think, oh, what have I got to do today? You think, oh, I'm going to quilt some blocks is what I'm going to do today. And it's something to look forward to, even if you don't get to spend all day doing it. Our trip to Monticello was very nice. You know, with these things, I've been to Monticello before. I'm not sure when the last time I went was. My parents lived in Charlottesville the last time in the late 80s, maybe. Mom, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it was around my junior year of college. And I visited them in Charlottesville, but I don't remember going to Monticello at that point. So it's been a long, long time. It's a very neat place to go. It's, you know, it's one of the great American houses. And what's neat about it is you go and there's the house, which is very neat. And it really, it's not just, you know, a rich person's house. It is a rich person's house. I mean, Jefferson was a rich person who had a lot of debt and got a lot accomplished because he had a lot of slaves. And that's a whole another part of Monticello to explore. But what's exciting about Monticello is Jefferson had the great mind, and you really see his mind at work in the house. And you know, it's not a decked out house. Here in North Carolina, we've got Biltmore House, which is up in Asheville. It's beautiful. It's like a palace. It was built by a member of the Vanderbilt family. So these are, you know, rich industrialists who got their money by, but, you know, getting a big piece of the pie while the pie was there for the taking. And Jefferson, I mean, Jefferson inherited his wealth. He inherited his land. He, you know, so it's not like he wasn't Bill Clinton. You know, he wasn't from some bohunk backwater town in Arkansas. He was actually from a bohunk backwater town in Virginia, but he came from a family with land. And he inherited tons of land and had money, but he had this great mind. And so his house is not this exhibit of fabulous wealth. It's this exhibit of fabulous ideas and the life of the mind. To me, the most interesting parts were the gardens, and the gardens are not in bloom, of course. It's just beginning of March, but the early spring garden has been planted, and it's just in such a beautiful sight. You know, it's on this almost like a ridge, and you looking over into Charlottesville and other mountain tops. I mean, it's the Blue Ridge Mountains. The mountains are not dramatic mountains, but they're very pretty. And so I like that. And I also was very interested in the slave area, what's called Mulberry Row, which is, I mean, Monticello was essentially a working village. They were on the top of the mountain, and so, you know, everything was done there. The nails were made. The cloth for clothes was woven. You know, there was a smithy. There was a candle maker. I mean, everything took place up on the mountain. And, you know, I enjoyed seeing the kitchen. I always enjoy the domestic side of history. That's why on the way back, the man was talking about maybe we would do some Civil War sites. And neither of us are huge Civil War buffs, but it might be interesting for the boys. Because I thought to myself, there's not going to be any buttons at the Civil War sites. Whereas at Monticello, you know, you see... It was very cool, and they have a discovery center for the children, and it was really neat because there were replicas of a lot of Jefferson's stuff, his neat inventions, and the kids could play and experiment with this. And they had a slave cabin, and then they had an exhibit of artifacts actually dug up from the slave area, and it included wooden buttons that people had made, and also the beginning of a wooden button. So I don't know. I just think stuff like that is interesting. The forks and the needles and the thimbles and the keys and all these things that went into making this household function. It's all just fascinating stuff. So I enjoyed that. Though I have to tell you, not a lot of quilts. Now, Monticello is a very old house, so the likelihood of a lot of the textiles existing over 200 years later, not high, so no, it was not a quilty house at all, but it was beautiful and interesting and just a lot to see and think about, and it was one of those places where you come back feeling somehow enlarged, because Jefferson was a genius, but his interests were very everyday things. I mean, he was interested in food, he was interested in plants and flowers and trying new things and making the house run better, making, you know, so you, although you understand that there's a gap between your particular genius and Jefferson's particular genius, he's interested in things that everybody who is interesting and curious and interested in the day-to-day world, which I think really interesting people are. I mean, we're not counting nuclear physicists, but just, as, you know, I think interesting people are interested in the stuff of everyday life, personally. That's just my personal opinion. I don't know. I'm getting it off. Too abstract. Too abstract. But what I'm saying is you walking around Jefferson's house and his gardens, you leave and you want to go garden yourself. And it was neat because at the gift shop, which is a very nice gift shop, you can buy seeds from Jefferson's gardens. So we did, you know, because they've been keeping the gardens for ever and ever. And so I'm sure some of these seeds you can trace back to the original plants that Jefferson planted. So we did. We bought some flower seeds and some lima bean seeds and some corn seeds. And so we're going to give it all a shot. So it was a very good trip. My children were well behaved and were interested and engaged. And that was the thing. Jack was a little bit like, oh, you know, I don't find this all that interesting. But you know what he did? Once he got there and saw it, and that was, I had that expectation of him, because he's a smart kid. I thought once he got there, he would find it all interesting, and he did, and Will did too, and I did a lot of prep work with Will, and I think he enjoyed it, and it was fun for him to see all these things that we had read about, all the inventions and innovations, and so it was a good trip. It was a good trip, not a quilty trip. We went to, Charlottesville is kind of a funky little town. It's a mountain town, and it's kind of the only thing going on for miles around, and there's some wealth there, and so they have a downtown mall. It's a walking mall, and it's really cool. It's kind of like four funky art house movie theaters. Just like, how does one, you know, one stretch? I mean, it can't be more than, it's got to be less than a mile from one end to the other. Like, how do you get all these art house, you know, art movie houses here? But it's, you know, it's a good university is right there, and we did walk up and down, and you know, lots of used bookstores and new bookstores, but there was a shop that said like the quilted something, and I was very excited until we got over there, and it was a gift shop, so there were some quilted items and quilted vests, but it was not, you know, they weren't selling fabric or anything really of interest, so that was a disappointment. So I did not have a quilty trip, but I did have an interesting trip. I'm going to end this up. You know, when I think I haven't listened to part one, but I think I actually was about to do something, which was to look at the comments from the last episode. Thank you, everyone who took time to comment. I always appreciate it. You can comment at my website. You can also email me, and sometimes I'm really good about emailing back, and sometimes I'm not, but I try to be good. So let me... Oh man, it's making me do my password. I'm at the site. What is my password? Oh, it's my dog's name. And your birth. There you go. If you need to get in, that's how you do it. All right, so let's look. So Lisa, for instance, just commented, missed the podcast. I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. I'm here now, I'm back. I didn't mean to go this long. And I just didn't. Okay, here we are. Noni wanted me to post some pictures of the quilt in progress. Noni, I'm going to do that. I'm continuing to very much enjoy your podcast. So I hope everyone is listening to Noni's Quilting Dreams. I talked last episode about maybe doing over a quilt. And she says, do not waste your time doing over. Do a different project and use what you have learned in a new quilt. Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom in that, and I am really ready, as you might imagine, to go on to something new, and I think probably what would be smarter is just to take this quilt down that I want to revise and just fold it up and do a new quilt for the space that it's in. I did not make this quilt for the space that it's in anyway, so I need to make a better quilt for it. I just keep talking about remodeling my house. A lot of that, all my house needs is painting, but the kitchen, I mean, I just really, it's kind of in a lot of beige. The people we bought the house from, who were wonderful, lovely people, oh, they had no color sense. And it's all beige and cream, and it's making me crazy. But you know, a kitchen makeover, everything's in great shape, except for the oven, which is the worst oven in the world. It's tiny. And I could see, actually, at some point in the near future, getting a new oven. But the rest of it's all in really good shape. So, I don't know. But I really want to redo this kitchen. And so, if I do a quilt for it, then who knows? Maybe it will force us into doing a kitchen remodel years before we meant to or could afford to. We'll see. Let's see. A couple people, including Kelly, mentioned laundromats have oversized washing machines. Thank you. There's a laundromat near my grocery store that I go to, the Harris Teeter, so I'm going to go check over there. I'm scared, though, now to wash. I've been thinking about that because I did not pre-wash because I'm too lazy and so many people I trust and respect. Uh-oh. Hold on. I'm back. That was my mom. She's calling me back, so I'm going to try to finish this up before she does so we don't have another phone ringing. Not that it was her fault. She didn't know I was recording. Anyway, didn't pre-wash. Now I'm a little scared about not pre-washing, even though it's good fabric. It's all Moda fabric, but there is that raspberry popsicle. The popsicle color. Is that going to run? I don't know what to do. I'll think about it. But I'm glad to know that sometimes laundromats have oversized washers, and I'm going to find one, and that's where I'm going to wash the quilt, should I wash it. Let's see. Heard from Katie. Heard from Jay, who wants to know. So, this is written, you know, you can tell she's annoyed with me or irritated. Would you explain to me again why you do in this ditch quilting to stabilize your whole quilt before you do any other quilting? I do stabilize my quilting, but I do it as I go along. I find this reduces the little tucks and puckers on the top of the on the top as the quilt flattens outwards. Jay, I don't know why I do things the way I do. I just do them until someone points out that there's a much better way to do them. And I am all for reducing puckers. So next time, I will do it as I go along. That actually makes a lot of sense to do it the way that you're suggesting, but I lack experience. I'm just learning. Dorothy wrote, she says she's with Noni, do not do over my charm quilt. And then she says, well, do whatever you want. But there are so many new and beautiful fabrics out there and new and beautiful patterns. Life is too short. She says she likes the sophisticated quilt, that she thinks that's the name, and the Fawns and Porter magazine. And she did go back to the store and buy it. Hope everyone's going out to buy the new Fawns and Porter. Saw it again when I was in Charlottesville. No plastic wrap. Yes. Let's see. What else? Heard from, says P. Lynn. So I'm assuming Lynn. Who wants to know, why am I backstitching when I quilt? If I shorten my stitches at the beginning and the ending, there's no need. And you will be happy to know, Lynn, that after I got your comment, I thought, she is right, and that's what I've been doing, and it looks much better. So thank you, and fortunately I got your comment about I was only on like block 8 or 9. So most of the quilting has been done as you suggested, and yes, it does look lots better. Laura also recommended taking the quilt to the laundromat. Don't do it in the bathtub, she says. And she says she's, and these giant machines, she has washed 2 to 3 king-size quilts in one load. My goodness, that's huge. It costs a lot of quarters, she says. And you will develop a new appreciation for your own washer and dryer when you see how many people wash all their clothes there. Man, I'll tell you what, it has been a long time since I've had to use the laundromat. Probably not since I was 25 or 26. And it does, you forget sometimes to remember the things that make your life easier. And one of them is definitely having your own washer dryer. So I'm very thankful for that. But I'm also thankful that there's a laundromat where I can wash my quilt and hopefully not have the colors run. Thank you, everybody, who took the time to comment or email me. And feel free to comment on this episode. I'm going to go and upload my photograph of the quilting job so far. And then I'm going to listen to this and make sure I don't have too many ums. I like to leave a few ums in there just so it feels genuine. And then I'm going to post it. I want to thank Birgit, and I hope I'm saying that correctly, in Stuttgart, who friended me on Facebook and then sent me a message saying that she'd been a little concerned because she hadn't heard from me. And I have spent a lot of time in Germany because that's where I was born, and my dad was stationed there over the years. So it felt nice to know that I have someone listening to this podcast in Germany. That's very cool. So thank you, Birgit, and I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Thank you to everyone for listening, for writing, for wishing me luck on this quilt. I repeat my pledge to you, my solemn vow, I will be done quilting by Friday. I hope before then. And I hope I have enough white fabric left so I can bind it. I think I will bind it in white. That's what I've decided. I could change my mind, though. You don't know. I hope you are getting a lot of work done and having a great early spring. It feels like early spring here. It's still a little chilly, but little plants are coming up, and we have done a lot of work in our garden. And now, having seen the gardens at Monticello, we're planning on expanding. I'll tell you all about it, and I do hope to be back here in a week, if not sooner. I'm going to try to get better about being weekly. Some weeks you can do it, some weeks you can't. Bear with me. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Quick PS, didn't include my email address, which is fdowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, @ mindspring.com. And the other thing is, the actress in Downton Abbey is Elizabeth McGovern. Not Elizabeth Montgomery. Elizabeth Montgomery was Samantha and Bewitched. Excuse me, there's a TV on behind me because it's the ACC tournament. I can't get away from it. Anyway, just wanted to mention those things. See you later. Bye.